97.9 The Heel, Aaron Kick here with you, coming at you live from Trinsic Aura Studios at University Place. Time now to take a look at what's trending out there in the world today. And you know, the thing that's really trending is that Victor Lewis has returned.
Yes, what's trending is the triumphant return of me.
Yay!
Fantastic. It's wonderful to be back here and back home.
Well, before you left, I left. So this is like the first time I've seen you in a week and a half.
Yeah, it's been forever.
2 weeks.
Since we've been in this particular studio together.
It's been more than 2 weeks. It was 2 weeks ago Thursday, I think.
Man, if only I could remember how time worked. Would you like to talk about some trending things?
Yes. Go for it.
So I have a couple things. I was going to skip over this, but we're going to go ahead and just get it out of the way. There's a convoy of people protesting high fuel prices in New Zealand by driving around a lot. That's something that's trending pretty hard. Like, how does this work for anything? I don't understand. You're still just buying a lot of gas. You're not you protest by not buying things, usually.
This is the equivalent of people like protesting like when the Dixie Chicks spoke out against George Bush by burning the CDs that they had already bought.
Yeah. Like, you've already bought these things. Or the Nike shoes.
Nike shoes, that's the one.
Yeah. Or people buying concert tickets and not going.
Right.
Oh no, boo hoo.
Yeah.
Tragic. Too bad you already paid for it. Other things that are popping off right now, I do have a Bored Ape restaurant. We'll get there eventually. I do want to talk about another kind of burger, though, because this headline got my attention. Man eating Big Mac at Texas checkpoint was suspicious. Feds say he was smuggling meth. Now, that "was suspicious" is in quotes. Tell me, Aaron, what is suspicious about eating a McDonald's Big Mac when you're trying to cross the border into the United States?
When you're like cramming it into your mouth real fast.
Oh, he stopped at the checkpoint and opened up his Big Mac and just took a bite and was just leisurely eating his burger.
Was he making real creepy eye contact with the Border Patrol person the whole time he was doing it?
Like, I wouldn't doubt it. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
But the nearest McDonald's to the checkpoint was 60 miles away.
Ah.
So he just had this burger on him for probably roughly an hour of driving-ish before he decided that it was now lunchtime. And that gave the Border Patrol agents probable cause, and he had a bunch of bags of meth strapped to his bags. Strapped to his legs.
Okay, two things. Number one, I'm not sure eating a lukewarm Big Mac constitutes probable cause. Like,
I would agree.
I'm not a lawyer. I did not go down that life path, but I know enough about the law to ask a question or two about that.
I don't want to stutter on this word, so I'm just going to say it to start it off. Dickensian? It feels Dickensian to me, very like Oliver Twist. Like, you see how you pickpocket someone is you tap them on the shoulder, see? And then they'll never know that you're reaching into their pocket. He had these bags of meth strapped to himself. Now, if I save this burger, I'll eat the burger when I'm there, and they'll never notice the bags because I'll be distracting them with my lunch.
I like how your Dickensian urchin has the accent of, like, a 1930s gangster. I'm like, I want more, see?
Yeah, see? Yeah. First you tap on the shoulder, see? Then you reach in the pocket, see? And then you steal all their coins, you see?
Oh, Mr. Sheffield. the other thing is... That did get Fran Drescher there at the end.
Hey, boy, what day is it?
The other thing,
hey, wise guy, it's Christmas Day, don't you know?
What are the qualifications now to work for Border Patrol? Like, I want to work for Border Patrol. What are, like, the job qualifications? One of them is apparently you have to know where the nearest McDonald's is.
Like, right?
Have general knowledge about the area that you're representing, apparently.
I didn't even think about that. But, yes, one of the agents had to be like, wait a minute. I know that the nearest McDonald's is 60 miles from here. Sir, step out of your car.
Thank God we hired Encyclopedia Brown last week.
Right? That is some Hardy Boys style detective work.
Ambergris doesn't sink, it floats.
Absolutely.